We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. We've got two games today between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. It's a doubleheader Saturday at the Diamond. First pitch for game one at 5:05. We're now joined on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by pitching coach Glenn Dishman, who's getting some additions not only to his pitching staff, but also in terms of the battery mates. And we'll start with that. Joey Bart arrived yesterday, the top catching prospect in the Giants system, the top prospect overall in the system. Made his debut last night catching a guy in Brandon Lawson that he met day of. How do you deal with that relationship when they're going out there trying to work together and have never really played together before?
Well, we kind of sat down and talked before the game, and I went over his pitches, you know, kind of things that he likes to do, and Lawson did the same thing. And, you know, I'm learning real quick that Joey Bart's a smart kid. Pays attention. He knows. He has good feel behind the plate. Obviously, he caught every pitch back there. Didn't clank any or drop any balls. Blocked every pitch he needed to. So he's really astute when it comes to figuring out guys. And even today, he was down in the bullpen with us during our warm up, our pregame tough, and watching Chase Johnson warm up and you know, asking questions on pitches he has. So he's very very good at learning the game and taking pride in it.
How long do you think it takes for a new pitcher and a new catcher to find rhythm together?
Usually a while. Usually a while, because, you know, there's situations where as a pitcher, you know, there's things you like to do in certain situations and you see certain swings, and a catcher might have his predetermined things that he likes to do. So I think they have to do a little trial and error with each other. And obviously the pitcher holds the ball and controls everything. But it's, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a little fresh look behind the plate at your stuff and may give you different options that you never really thought about. So for me, it usually takes a while.
Not every catcher at the collegiate level calls their own games, but that's something that Joey Bart did in his 3 years at Georgia Tech, and obviously he's been calling his own games since he became a professional. What impressed you about his pitch selection last night?
I thought it was good. You know, he went right along with basically a lot of the stuff that we talked about before the game, you know, on his Lawson's strengths and weaknesses and the way things were going. And he could see him thinking back there and trying to make Lawson do pitches or make pitches and execute pitches that would have been good in situations, you know, trying to get ground balls. Obviously, we mis-executed a couple fastballs up in the zone for hits early in the game. But, you know, as I see him trying to execute the plan that we talked about for the game and made adjustments.
Pitching coach Glenn Dishman joining us in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Game one tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Bay Sox starts at 5:05. Game two about 30 minutes after that. And in game two, we'll see a new face to the starting rotation, the 6'11" right-hander Sean Jelly. What are your impressions of him?
6'11" and a half.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yeah. Don't want to shortchange Sean Jelly's half an inch there.
Oh, my impression so far. Another great student of the game. He's been asking a ton of questions, even though it's just the half day he's been here. But 6'11" and a half. I'm assuming there's going to be some down angle on his fastball. He's 94, 95. Got a good curveball and a good changeup. So I think he gets a ton of ground balls, and he's a huge competitor on the mound, from what I understand. So I'm excited to see him in game two.
Is there somebody that he reminds you of?
You know, obviously the big unit, you know, and you know, but you ask him, he's much prettier, you know. So you know, so that's there's a huge confidence that's with him, and there's a presence, obviously. Is, you know, when I first said hello to him, you know, I'm looking up, you know, through the sky to say hi, and it's fun. It's fun to have, you know, something that's different like that, and athletic, from what I understand. I mean, he could field bunts. He says he can't swing a bat very well, but he can bunt, so that's good when the National League comes around. But it'll be fun to watch somebody, you know, that big be athletic and get after it.
You mentioned that down angle with Sean Jelly. Where's his release point in relationship to, I guess, the sky?
Well, it's got to be high. It's got, you know, most guys are like that 5-6 foot range on the release point. He's obviously going to be in that 6 to 6.5 foot range, which is going to be different for a lot of people. You saw with Nolan Riggs earlier in the season and a little bit last year. They get different swings off their pitches when McNamara was here. You know, the tall guys, they get different different types of swings at him because the ball's coming, you know, obviously maybe even like in the old days when the mound was higher, you know, when it was a 12-inch mound instead of a 10-inch mound, you know, it created different looks at the baseball. So hopefully this, you know, the angle coming down and then being different help him succeed at this level.
All right. We started with game two, but let's go back to game one for a little bit. Caleb Berriger's on the mound. What are you hoping to see from him today?
Increased command. You know, he's been getting away with a lot of fastballs at the top of the zone down in San Jose and here early. But obviously this league is a little more astute. They do their homework. They have scouting reports. They're smarter hitters. They're more patient hitters. And they know that he likes to pitch up in the zone with his fastball. So, and he'll get swings and misses up there, don't get me wrong, still. But we have to learn to pitch down in the zone. And when the count dictates, we can go up there for the swing and miss, for the punch out or the weak fly ball or something like that. But to live up there is a tough act. And as you see it in the big leagues, you know, that's what they're promoting. Everybody pitch up in the zone. And guess what? We're setting records all over the place for home runs. And they're doing it in the PCL everywhere. So I think it's going to come back to, you know, commanding the ball down, you know, at the bottom zone, getting ground balls and stuff like that, because I've never seen a ground ball go out of the ballpark.
Yeah, and well, there aren't a lot of fly balls that go out of this ballpark. We've seen that this year. The home runs, though, have been one of the issues for Berriger. You mentioned pitching up in the zone. How does he gain the confidence to not do what he's used to doing?
You know, I think he was a guy that pitched down in the zone when he first came to pro ball and when he was in college, so he just has to remember who he is and that, you know, these are better hitters, and you just can't live at one part of the plate your whole time there, because they'll make adjustments on you. So it's now his time to make an adjustment, get back to being a pitcher, locate his fastball, change speeds, all the stuff that everybody else has to do that doesn't throw 100 miles an hour. You know, so just remembering who he is and what got him here, and make adjustments.
All right, Dish. Thanks very much. Should be a fun crew games today.
All right. Yeah, no, I got Tyler Herb over here giving us looks, you know, former Giants. So, yeah, we'll end this one right here.
Yeah, a little reunion coming up for Dish and Tyler Herb. We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next. Then first pitch at 5:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.